ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Thanks to McDonald's. Grab a McCafe iced coffee made with the new McCafe blend.
Bachelorette, it is so amazing to see representation on TV of First Nations woman, Brooke, also bisexual woman who is dating both men and women. Unfortunately, Retu got eliminated last night from the Bachelorette Mansion, but she joins us right now. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Even though you've been eliminated, I guess it would be somewhat bittersweet because you too are a queer woman of colour. This is amazing representation and it's about bloody time that we're seeing it on Australian TV.
100%. I've been saying it for years. I was always like, I wonder if they're ever going to do a queer Bachelorette or Bachelor. I would watch it. And they finally did it. And the fact that I was in it, crazy.
It was so, it's beautiful to watch. I'm really loving watching Brooke date both men and women. Do you think, so David and Holly are the two front runners right now.
I still cannot stomach that there is a guy in the house named David. It's very
David.
Yeah.
But I feel like having front runners yes. so early on in the season, I don't see them being there in the end. I don't know. I feel like, you know, they can't build it up so much now and then carry it on for the whole time. What are your feelings around that?
I don't know if I have anyone solid in my mind. I was personally really vying for Carissa at the start because it seemed like they had a really emotional first meeting.
Mm.
But there are so many contenders, as you can see, obviously, lots of time with David, lots of time with Holly. And Jamie Lee's come in with pre-existing feelings. So I have my suspicions, but we'll have to wait and watch.
Watching the show, it seems like there's a bit of a divide.
Yeah.
Between the guys and the girls. And, you know, it gets thrown around every time there's a reality TV show. Like, editing trickery is definitely a thing.
Yeah.
But did you, like, was it actually like that? Could you sense when you were in the house a clear divide between the guys and the girls? Or is that hammed up a bit for the screens?
Well, what happened was when the girls and I, when we all met each other, we sort of just, we got really close as friends, right? And I'm sure the boys would have had the same bond. It's just because we had each other's backs as women. Suddenly it looks like we're against the men, but it wasn't even like that. We just created a close circle. And then you'll see in like the date challenge that aired last night, it looks like it's boys versus girls, but the target was more so on David because he had lots of time. You know what I mean? It wasn't like...
It wasn't on the boys. It was on David especially.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Have you...
We don't hate... No.
Did you witness any romances happening within the contestants in the house?
Everyone had their suspicions, and even from the get-go, because the sexualities are more fluid, right? So if the girls are bisexual, they could like the guys. And we would have suspicions, but it was obvious we were all there for Brooke. Who knows what's going to happen?
Who were you suspicious of?
Yeah, do you think it will happen? And
I don't know. That's the whole thing. And I'm sure everyone was too nervous to even do anything considering the circumstances. But as people, you know, as people leave, like if there is anyone in the mansion that we were interested in, I honestly think it's going to be our chance to talk to them about it.
Yeah, nerves are high.
Who were you hot on?
I was hot on, I mean, I thought a lot of the girls were really beautiful. I thought Jamie Lee was really beautiful. I really liked Holly. I really liked Beck.
So are you going to contact them if they are eliminated?
We'll have to wait and watch.
Yes, you are.
Slide into their DMs.
Slide into the yes, do it.
Do it. What do you got to lose?
We'll
You're
have
out of
to
the
wait and
now.
Watch. Exactly.
Oh, we will be watching. Don't you worry about that.
Exactly.
So great to meet you. Don't miss out, guys. The Bachelorette Australia. It is 7:30 tonight again on Channel 10 and 10 Play. Love having you on the show. Retu, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Looking for your morning coffee hit without the heat? Grab a McCafe iced coffee. It's perfect for warm Queensland mornings.